Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Hsu. Professor Barry Hsu being the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Hsu, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon again.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Quite excited to ask this question, Prof, because it was actually raised by a listener yesterday. I kind of thought I dealt with it, but I'm sure you're going to deal with it a way better than I did. Why do I need to wear a mask when flying, Prof?
Yeah, Simon, you dealt with it very well. I'm just trying to maybe add a little bit of gloss to what you said.
Happy with gloss.
The bottom answer is yes, you do need a mask in the aeroplane. So let's take a step back. You know, flying, and so many people have asked me, you know, should they fly to Cape Town, should they fly to Durban, or should they fly to overseas?
Yes.
There are really two risks. The risk is the airport, and the risk is the plane. And I think the airport is certainly the greater of those risks. In other words, if there's physical distancing goes by the board in the airport, people are crowded together, people are not wearing their mask correctly in the airport, people when you're waiting in queues to kind of check in, or waiting to collect your luggage, all those kind of situations where physical distancing may not be kind of easy to kind of implement. And if that physical distancing gets reduced, that certainly is a risk. And I think that's probably going to be more of a risk at the airport than actually flying. Now, the reason with flying is that as you correctly pointed out, and your listener, I think both of you, is that the air in an airplane is circulated through what's called a HEPA filter.
Yes.
H-E-P-A, that stands for High Efficiency Particulate Air. And this is a filter which filters out particles right down to almost virological size. So it's a very efficient filter, and the air that comes out after a HEPA filter is usually sterile. So in the kind of cockpit, into the cabin, of the airplane, the air is probably pretty good. The problem, of course, is adjacent passengers. So adjacent passengers won't have that air going through a HEPA filter. When I say adjacent, people on either side of you or of a passenger, and maybe one or two rows in front, one or two rows behind. So in that situation, of course, a mask must be worn. And I think local flights, they have stopped serving food for that reason, because people, so people can keep their masks on. And it's not difficult to kind of conceive, you know, you actually see it, you know, we've been shown it experimentally. If there's a laser interference light, if that shine from the side of somebody that is simply breathing, not even talking breathing, you can see this cloud of moist air. We're all surrounded by this cloud of warm, moist air, even when you're breathing. Obviously, when you're speaking like I'm doing now, you're generating a denser cloud, which moves a bit further away. And obviously, speaking louder or laughing or coughing or sneezing or shouting or singing, that makes it even more of a cloud going even further away. So actually, you see it. That's why your specs fall. I don't know if you wear spectacles, but spectacles fog up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a mask, it's a battle because to kind of stop your spectacles fogging up, even when you're not talking, even when you're breathing, and that's that cloud of warm air which surrounds all of us. So that cloud of warm air has got droplets, it's got aerosol. Droplets are the larger fluid particles. Larger mean 10 micro, still microscopic, by the way, microscopic. Micrometer is a thousandth of a millimeter. So we're talking about minute diameters. And aerosols remain suspended in the air for a while as well. So what do masks do? And you can show it with this laser light thing as well. They immediately stop that cloud of air from going outwards. So it prevents you inhaling that droplets, and it prevents you propagating it to somebody else. But, of course, that is predicated that the mask is worn correctly, worn over the nose and mouth, a snug fit, and so on. So the bottom line is, yes, if you're a passenger plane, you do need to, and I think they will insist on it, and I think that the air hostess will make sure that you continually wear a mask, particularly for a local flight for the whole duration of that flight, for that very reason, that you do pose a risk to neighboring passengers, even though the air may be filtered through a HEPA filter, as you say correctly, for the rest of the cabin of the airplane.
Wow, if you call that gloss, Prof, I don't know what I wouldn't know what to call it. Way more than gloss. Thank you so much for a very comprehensive answer. We now know that we do need to wear our masks on a plane for whatever reason. And thank you, and we will chat to you same time again tomorrow.
May I will insist on it, John. Thanks, Simon. I'll be a voice note tomorrow, yeah.